Hello and welcome to the all-new Patriots Rising podcast show. Here we'll be talking about current events around the world and here at home. And we'll be discussing everything prepper related, survival in the coming days. Alright, so grab your seat. We'll be right back. All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of Patriots Rising podcast. All right. It's been an action-packed week. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's see what we got here. All right. First off, I'd like to touch on this little CNN thing they have going here with Don Lemon. He was just basically laughing, making fun of all Trump supporters. When are they going to do something about these jerks, you know? I mean, when are they going to put a stop to this? I really don't know what to say about that. It's truly getting out of hand with these jerks on CNN. Well, I mean, you know, Fox is not perfect neither, but, I mean, come on, man. People on CNN are just, they're way, way, way out of line, you know. And they get away with it. And I do know that, you know, if it was me or you, one out, and we said some of the stuff that they say out in public, on film, on camera, whatever, man, we would have a lawsuit, a big lawsuit on us. I mean, it's just facts. It's a joke. It really is. It's a joke. So that's really about all I want to touch on that. I mean, I just want to throw my opinion out there. Don Lemon and CNN is truly, truly a joke. It really is. It's out of hand. Someone needs to step in. Someone needs to step in and do something about all that. They really do. Really do. All right, moving on. I guess everyone's heard of the new Bolton book coming out, you know, where he says there was quid pro quo, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. Well, I don't know so much about all that. You know, it's the timing. Wow, you know, I'm going to release my book today. All this crap's going on and, you know, the case, the court case and all that going on. So I'm going to release my book. You know, maybe I'm going to sell 1 million copies, which he probably will now because of all this. Throw his little 2 cents in there. I guess everyone's heard of a disgruntled employee that was fired. You know, they're going to run their mouth. You know, they're going to say stuff that isn't true. I don't know if it is true or not. But I do know I don't trust that man. I don't believe nothing he says. You know, he was just fired. You know, look back 6 months ago, him and Trump was like, oh, buddy, buddy, you know, I mean, you know, all he had was nice stuff to say about Donald Trump. That's all he had. But now look at him. He's, you know, he's going after something, and I think it's called money. I really do. But either way, good luck with that, John Bolton. But anyway, let's see here. This new coronavirus that's out, I don't know how many know or what's going on with that thing, but there's been lots of people, you know, online, of course, and, you know, here and there saying that they believe it is basically a biological weapon, in which it makes sense. It really does. And the latest little thing that I heard, it was created in another country and took to China and released. And maybe so. I don't know about that, but something's definitely not right about that. You know, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people, you know, that's got this stuff now, and there's millions of people in quarantine. I think that Wahong or whatever the name of the town is there, they completely quarantined that whole city and millions of people in that city. And now it's even as far as in Japan, South Korea, it's in the United States now. I don't know how many cases there is, but you know, it's getting out of hand. You know, there's already been several deaths on account of it. And the whole biological weapon thing does make a lot of sense. I mean, it really does. And on top of that, Fox News released a little article here earlier. It says, results of the Iranian missile strike, 50 U.S. troops diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. All right. They also said that 32 have returned back to, I guess, active duty in Iraq. 18 transported to Germany for further evaluation. I really don't know, but I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump won't go too easy with Iran on that one. Yeah, it's not going to be good. You know, he bombed the shit out of them, you know, for a lot less. And he also told them, you know, one American life, you know, if we lose one American, then, you know, you've seen what happened. All right, and then they supposedly returned fire back, you know, didn't hit anything, of course. I mean, it was almost like a whole setup deal. But, you know, something big's going to come out of this. It really is. And earlier today, Donald Trump signs the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. And I mean, before he even sat down to sign it, the ignorant Nancy Pelosi went up and had to take her little spot in the line, I guess, and took all the credit for it. Saying they had to remove portions of it and redact a lot of it, or they would not be passed. Yeah, right. That woman is an idiot. She really is. She needs to retire. And I mean, you know, like now. And I'm surprised she's not taking the credit for the, I guess, the peace plan for Israel and the Palestinians. You know, Netanyahu and Trump signed yesterday. I mean, that was historic right there in itself. And I'm surprised they're not taking the credit for that. Really. And so with all this stuff going on in the world today, it wants me to bring up this next thing, which is prepping. I don't know how many of you guys out there are actual preppers, but I personally am. And right now is the time to start. If you haven't started yet, you may be too late, just to be honest with you. So, I mean, you really need to start looking around, see what you got, see what you can come up with, and start putting things back, you know. Get you some batteries, some lights, just food, you know, MREs. You know, like here where I live at, we can actually get cases of MREs for $25, you know, which is a really good deal. We also put food in 5-gallon buckets and the Mylar bags and stuff like that. I mean, we have plenty. We have plenty put back. And we still work at it all the time, putting more and more back. And as far as water, you could do some type of rain catchment. You know, that's one thing we do do. There's just several different ways you can do that. And I also got into, you know, basically solar energy. Got some solar panels, built me a battery, which is pretty cool. It's built out of lithium ion batteries from a smart car, which is I think a Nissan Leaf. I bought 24 modules. I built me a 24 volt system. Basically, you know, it'll power my house for around 4 days without charging. You know, I mean, they're that good. So, I mean, the technology's out there. You know, you just got to reach out there and get it. So I really can't stress enough that, you know, if you're not a prepper, you need to be. And if you are, you know, right on, you know, you need to keep on and, you know, provide for you and your family, because the time is getting very close. You know, I'm surprised that any minute you're not going to need this stuff. I mean, just look around the world, everything that's going on. You know, look at the Iran deal, what's going on over there. You know, North Korea, take that for an example. You know, China. That virus that's in China coming to the United States right now. You know, if that is a chemical weapon, a biological weapon, you know, millions of people could die from that because they have no cure. They have nothing to cure it with. And from what I can tell, they're not trying to come up with any. They're just more worried about quarantining people right now. I mean, I'm not sure that they're not. You know, I don't know for sure, but I do know that it's out of hand. It's seriously out of hand. If that is truly a chemical weapon, man, we're about to see some really crazy stuff around here. You know, The Walking Dead is about to come to life for real. You know, I mean, it's that serious. It really is. I mean, and get you some type of emergency radio. You know, something where you can stay in touch. If, you know, if the power was to go down, you need to think about stuff like that. Stuff like heat. How you want to stay warm? You know, when the power's out. If you have electric heat, you might want to start looking into something a little different. You know. You know, charge your batteries, whatever you got to do with, you know, solar. And you can actually go to like places like Harbor Freight and get a whole solar system. I mean, for like $150. It's a little cheap system, but, you know, hey, it's better than nothing. And, I mean, you have to get your batteries and stuff like that. But for what it is, you know, you couldn't beat it for $150. All you got to do is get a couple batteries and an inverter, and, you know, you're pretty much set. You have power. You can run your refrigerator, your freezer. You know, you can have lights at night. Whatever you need. But of course, if you have food and you have water, I mean, you can do without the power. You really can. I mean, you can survive without power. People did it for hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years, you know. It's just the way it is, but it helps. It helps, you know, if you can reach out, you know, maybe a two-way radio of some sort with someone else, you know, I mean, stuff like that would help. You know, me personally, I still have wood heat in my house. My house has always had wood heat in it. So, I mean, I'm pretty safe there, you know. I can always run out and grab piece of wood out of the woods, you know, to get my family warm or whatever. You know, we have water and food stored up. So, and there's actually a big stream that's running behind my house, which most likely, you know, would not be safe for drinking if something was to happen. But I mean, you know, you get your ways of fixing that. You know, you can boil it or whatever you got to do. I mean, there's ways. There is ways. As long as it's not straight out poison, and it's not. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is this year, 2020, I'm really, really convinced, you know, that we're going to see stuff that we never thought we'd see, stuff we'd dream about, you know, stuff we've even heard about in books, TV, something like that. We're actually going to see it. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is, the way the world is right now. Something is going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. It really is. I mean, everything's just building up. It's like a bomb ready to blow or whatever. You know, it's just hard to explain. You know, I guess if you're listening to this, you know, you understand what I'm talking about. But like I said, just look around the world at everything that's going on. It's out of hand. Everything is completely out of hand. And you know, if you're a religious person, which I am personally, if you read the Bible, pages of the Bible are coming to life before us right now. They really are. You know, just like this peace plan with Trump and Netanyahu, the two-state solution in Israel. You know, that's mentioned in there. It really is. You know, and you know, you look around the world, plagues of locusts in towns. I mean, it's like as thick as fogs. These daggone grasshoppers are everywhere. I seen a picture online the other day. There was actually on a gas station, and they were so thick at that gas station, you could not see the gas pumps. They was completely covered. It was like coated in grasshoppers or locusts, whatever you want to call them. And you just couldn't see anything but that. It was completely wild looking. You couldn't see anything but moving grasshoppers. It was pretty disturbing, to be honest with you. And then another thing that really gets, you know, stands the hair up on the back of your neck. Okay, you know, the strange sounds around the world. Google that. You know, there's videos on YouTube about it. You know, it sounds to me, my personal opinion is, I don't know what it is, but it sounds to me like, you know, the trumpets will play, basically. And if you listen, it sounds just like a trumpet being blown, you know, from heaven, I suppose. Anywhere, it's in the sky, you know, whatever, but that's the way that I see it. It actually stands the hair up on the back of my neck when I hear it. It's freaky. It truly is. It's freaky. And the sad part about it is, if anything was to happen here to a scale of, you know, national, you know, who's going to do anything? You know, our government ain't going to do nothing. They can't even agree on anything to sign a bill, let them pass a bill. The only thing they're wanting right now is to to impeach Donald Trump. That's everything they want to do. Nothing else. Nothing else. That's all they want to do. That's all that's on the news. That's it. And whether you love him or whether you hate him, that's entirely your opinion. Me, personally, I will vote for him again. And, you know, that's just my opinion. You know, everybody has their own. But on this whole prepping, you know, discussion here, if anybody out there, if you're a prepper, you know, if you want to call in, write in, send me a letter, PatriotsRisingPodcast@yahoo.com. You know, I'll read it and we'll see what you got. You know, give me your ideas of what you got and what you got going on, how you plan, you know, to survive when the time comes. And, you know, like I said, if you're a prepper, you know, you're getting close to needing it. So, like I said, just write, call, you know, just email me and I'll give you the information how to call in and stuff. But, you know, if you want to be on, whatever. I'm working on getting some guests to call in here and having some pretty good, you know, discussions and stuff going on. But, you know, prepping is something I want to cover. All right. See what else we got. Prepping, of course, that's something that's very, very serious. You know, if you're not, you need to be. I can't stress that enough. And on the other side, you know, like, if you have something going on in your community, you know, that needs to be brought to light, you know, maybe we can throw it out there, you know, put it on here, whatever you need to do. You know, like here in our community, we're trying to get the Gang of Five to see this county as a Second Amendment sanctuary. Well, obviously they have real problems with that, and they're avoiding it at all costs, you know. I don't think they feel that people should have the right to protect themselves, but me personally, you know, I do have that right. And they damn sure are not going to take it from me. That, you know, that's just the way it is. Whether they want to vote on it or they don't, you know, sure I care, but in a way I don't, because, you know, when you come through my fence, you know, you better have your ass right, because you know, I know what's going to happen next. When you come for mine, you better bring yours, brother. That's all I got to say, you know. You better bring yours. But like I was saying, if you have anything that, you know, you want to discuss, you know, email me, patriotsrisingpodcast@yahoo.com. And, you know, I'll get you the information how to call in. Or, you can, like I said, you can write me. And, you know, I'll bring it up on here, whatever you need. Just let me know. I mean, just make it interesting, you know. Let's mix it up a little bit. And as far as everything else, say, like, if you like YouTube, I recommend you look up Pastor Paul Begley. You know, I watch him pretty much every day. And, man, some of the stuff he says, you know, it's end times biblical prophecy. You know, he kind of matches the two together. And, you know, hey, some of it really opens your eyes at what's going on around the world. It really does. And he gets real in-depth with everything and how it relates to the Bible. So, it's, some of it's crazy, but, you know, it's true. It's in the Bible. So, it's going to happen. And everybody said it's, you know, it's coming now. It's coming soon. And honestly, I truly believe it is. Whatever it is, I don't know. I do believe in the concept of, I guess, Nibiru, Planet 9, I guess. I do believe that in a certain sense. You know, I believe in it because it's in the Bible. Wormwood. You know, it's supposed to, I don't know, come around and really screw us up from what I see. You know what I mean? But it isn't supposed to hit us or anything like that. It's just, I guess it tilts the earth, it tilts its axis, like I think they said, so many degrees. And from my understanding, it supposedly has come by a few times before. It takes like 10,000 years or something for it to come make one full cycle. I'm not sure how all that works, but it's pretty spooky. It's pretty spooky. And like I said, it is mentioned in the Bible as wormwood. It's there. Look it up. But there's another guy, I think he goes by David Dobbs on YouTube. You can look him up, and that's basically all he covers is that, and he gets pretty in-depth with that also. You know, it's like yesterday, I was watching BP Earthwatch on YouTube, and he watches the buoys and stuff like it out in the ocean, you know, the rising and dropping of the sea levels and all that stuff. And yesterday, the actual sea level dropped and rose over 100 feet, 100 feet. And that's according to the buoys that's out into the ocean. You know, you can look that up, national something buoys, whatever, I don't know. I can find out if anybody wants to know. But he was showing on there where it actually dropped 100 feet. The sea level dropped and then picked up over 100 feet from normal. It's just like something is, you know, moving, shifting. Okay, and we got, you know, all these earthquakes that's going on right now. Biblical, it really is. Okay, and then you got Yellowstone. There's a lot of people that's into the whole Yellowstone thing, and man, I tell you what, if that thing was to go off, I don't know, it would cause like a nuclear winter, I think is what they call it, for like 2 or 3 years. In other words, the ash would fill the skies. It would be like clouds, but the sun could not get through the ash, so, you know, no crops could grow, you know, animals would die, people would die, of course, naturally. And I think they said here where I'm at, you know, I'm in North Carolina, and I think they said that we would get like a snow here. It'd be like a dusting of snow this far out. And, you know, that's pretty intense. And it would fill the ozone layer, the whole nine yards, with ash. And if you breathe it, your lungs would turn to like concrete. Man, that's pretty spooky. Yeah, that's pretty serious stuff right there. And I remember it's been a few years back that they actually showed Yellowstone videos of the animals running away from Yellowstone, like, you know, they were sensing something about to happen. Nothing did, of course, everybody knows that, but I mean, the animals was actually running away. And it hasn't been just a couple months ago, they were showing on there that the actual streets and stuff in Yellowstone had got so hot they turned into liquid. The asphalt turned into liquid. It's so hot in certain areas there, and that's really unpredictable. That sure is. All right, that's pretty much going to end this episode here, but just, you know, news comes out every couple minutes here, so basically I'll keep an eye on it. And, you know, well, there really ain't nothing to keep an eye on because everything that's on TV right now is about the impeachment or the virus. One of the two. That's the big news that's going on right now. So I'll probably be back next week, if not before, with another episode. But like I said, if you want to call in, you know, you can email me, patriotsrisingpodcast at yahoo.com. You know, shoot me an email and give me your contact information, and we'll get together and you know, possibly get you to call in or whatever, or write, you know, let me know what's going on, or, you know, something you want me to cover, anything like that. Be glad to do it. But anyway, thanks, guys. See you again next time.